we're taping today is April 19th, and we are spending Maaseh Yodayis or Vimpayom. The works of my hands are drowning or sinking into the sea. Right? Now, I'll skip a few hundred years of how this pasuk is, or how this statement is used in Chazal, to a halacha that appears in Beis Yosef, explaining why we don't say the full Hallel the entire days of Pesach. Turn all the way to the back page. Source number 12. Okay. It says, Kol Yamin Shel Chol Hamoed. Beis Yamin Achronim, he's writing across the Aris. Shel Yom Kippur, the last 2 days of Pesach. Korina Halel, the Ein Gomen Osa. Kach Mefurish Ba'arachin Per Beis, that's good. Right, Behosam Yehiv Natayma. Mai Shna B'chag, the Amrin and Kol Yoma. Why I'm on, so this we say every day, so how, Mai Shna Pesach, the Lo Amrin and Kol Yoma. No, he doesn't even tell you the Gemara's answer. Just assumes he really knows that. It's the Gemara. I'm not here to tell you the Gemara. Look up the Gemara yourself. So then he quotes another Perush, Shiboleh Halekid. Shiboleh Halekid is an oft-cited commentary of the 13th century. And quotes Kasab B'Shem Medrash Harninu. Medrash Harninu is part of the Psikta. It's Midrashim about Rosh Hashanah. Because Harninu is the first words of the parents of Tehillim that has the Pasuk Tikhu B'Chodesh Shofar B'Kesal Yom Chagim, the Shir Shil Yom that we say on Thursday. So it's called Medrash Harninu. So he quotes this Medrash Harninu. Quotes Pirish Parsha Sukkah. So the Midrash Harninu starts off with the brushes and Rosh Hashanah and moves on to the brushes of Sukkos. And it says, Shehatam She'ein Gomrin Ahalel Kol Yemei HaPesach. Why do we stop saying full Hallel already after the first days of the Shabbat? Lufi She'nitru HaMitzriim Uksiv Bin Polo Yivchal Tisach. Because the Egyptians drowned. And it says in Mishle that when your enemy falls, do not rejoice. So you shouldn't rejoice with a full Hallel on a holiday that involves the death of our enemy, as opposed to Sukkot, where we do not have such a restraint. No one dies when we kept Sukkot.
And you would say that Oz Yashir is not singing for the death of the Egyptians, but the fact that they were saved.
You have to look at Oz Yashir also. Okay, but there's no doesn't appear
we're
to be
not rejoicing out of the death, we're rejoicing out of the fact
yeah,
that
we're still saying Hallel, the Yontif, but alright, there's not necessarily any simcha involved in Oz Yashir, but okay. But that's disingenuous because the source of why we don't say Hallel that we're talking about, the drowning Egyptians, right? Although it says here, yeah, Shenit Be'u HaMitzrim. So we're not talking the 10th plague here, right? We're talking about Kriyas Yamsuf.
Right.
Agree? Mm-hmm. All right? So then let's get back to our reasons. Let's go back to the first page.
So what
does Nitbe'u
mean? Drown?
Yeah. Okay, you see what it says, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi Pasach L'Pischa L'Hai Parshasa? Mm-hmm. Right? This is a midrashic way of studying known as Psikta. It appears rarely in the Talmud, certainly not on the scale that appears at the end of the first paragraph of Megillah. The end of the first paragraph of Dr. Yudarin begins with all kinds of drushes on the Megillah. Right? The nice thing to do is to learn the Dalek at the end of the paragraph with what's called Targum chaining to the Megillah system. Or even better, Esther Rabbah, which is very late in the I'm making it in front of it. And Esther Rabbah is really sometimes it's the same as the Gemara, sometimes it's different than the Gemara. But the expression psichta, which always begins as sugyo, it says posach, such and such a rabbi, and he's teaching a shir in Esther or something else, and he quotes a pasuk way out in left field, usually in a place where there's no haftorahs or ksuvim in Habakkuk someplace, and he starts the discussion of with this pasuk and somehow weaves his way back into Megillas Esther.
That's what he always does.
Whatever the discussion is on the page of Gemara. So this is decidedly very different than the way rabbis drop darshan today. Today, rabbis drush usually starts off with the words in this week's parsha, right? Which is someplace you know. And then he goes into a place where you don't know. We don't, what's he doing with this? What's he doing with this story in the parsha? Is he going to connect it to a modern event? Is he going to connect it to some chochmah? Right? As opposed to what the Pesach does is the exact opposite. It starts a discussion in a place where you don't really know. They'll explain what the pasuk is in Habakkuk or in Mishlei. And you have to work with him of how he's going to Tachasana Suts, Yale Barosh, Tachasa Sirpod, Yale Hadas. Right? And when they might have left that right on the pages before?
That's Hadas.
Yeah. So the pasuk is Darshan to refer to the replacement of Vashti with Esther. Right? And the replacement of Haman with what? Instead of the Natsuts, which is Avodah Zarah, Yaleh Barosh, and the Gemara Darshan said Barosh in the Tower of Onkelos is Mori Dachya, sounds like Mordechai, right? And Tachas HaSirpad, that's Sivashti, Yaleh Hadas, hey, Hadasa, Esther. So that's how, and people like that, because it got them thinking, got them working with the Darshan, how this connects to to the discussion that he... Okay, good. So that's known as Psifta. Whenever you see a Gemara beginning with the word Pasach la Pischa, la Hai Parshasa, la Hai Kra, or Mehocha, or something like that, that's what type of learning this was. It's very common at the end of the first character in Megillah, and then appears in some places, sometimes here and there, in a series of Yoshas. What is it? The Hayok Asher Sos Hashem Alechem Ba'itzidus. The same way I was so thrilled to give you toes, so too Yosis Laharas. Now, ostensibly, this is talking about Jews. Now, you see, this is another Gemara in Sanhedrin. Look at that Gemara too. Is God ever pleased with the death of Rishayim? Now this can go off into many different directions. Remember the story of Bruria and the prophets, and Abu Khatoyim and Oretz, not Chotim but Khatoyim, or the Gemara in the first paragraph, getting with Marukva and then and Gviha, Shalom wanted to pray for him to die, and he was told that he's not supposed to do that. So, but Hashem is never happy with the downfall of Rishayim. No. Is Hashem, what does it say? Yatkin Yosis Laharas. Roxin, it says, Tiknei Achalutz from him, Hogul Hashem Kino Lom Chazdo, Bar Mar Yochanan, Mipnei Malo Lamar Kitov, Behoda Azo. Why doesn't it say Kitov, Kino Lom Chazdo, when that was in the very Yamin? Levi Shein, the Lish Baruch, who's Sameach, the Papa Latan Shah Rishayim. Because I don't want to say Kitov when it comes to it, that they do the, it's not Tov if a Russia dies. Maybe Rina, maybe other Suki, maybe, but not Tov. Right? Where's that pasuk? Shmos Yudal, what's that talking about? What? That's right before Chris Yusuf. Right? What are the two things that are not getting together before night? In the Pshat,
the two
Machnos. Even Machne is a masculine word, little karav zeel zekolai, or sometimes it's feminine. Right? Machne ha'achas bihikahu. So sometimes the same possible masculine. It certainly can be masculine. Little karav zeel zekolai, two Machnos. Never, the Machane of the Egyptians never got close to the Machane of the Hebrews. Maybe if you saw the movie The Ten Commandments, the big pillar of fire. But it's so impossible. Hashem kept something in between. That the two Machanos could never get close to each other. and they were shooting arrows at Bnei Yisrael, and whatever kept them from rejoining. Remember the Gabriel kept on shooting away the arrows, and they shot arrows with fire, and they put okay, so that's the shot of Lo Karav Zel Zekul Alayla. What is the drash of Lo Karav Zel Zekul Alayla? What?
The Malach.
Malachi Asher, Malachim never could get together. Bikshu Malachi Asher is Lomar Shira. Shira, oh, Yoshir. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Maase Yodai Tovin Bayam. But Tamar Rim Shira. Now, who are these Maase Tov, Maase Yodai, according to Rabbi Yochanan? Very clearly. No doubt. Egyptians. No doubt, right? Who's the Baal Maimer who was saying this? Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, remember that, please. You see the evolution of the Medrash. Right? Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Tes also wants to make the same point, and it's no doubt that in that Gemara we're talking about Egyptians. Okay? When you see the, this is the Pasuk, source number two. That's going to be a problem. Chris Yamsuk isn't happening yet. Okay. So that's why you use the word machane. You see Pasuk, source number two? It'll be a vobe machane Mitzrayim. Uvei machane Yisrael. What came between them? Malach Elokim. Pasuk before. But he had anon lachoshek for yoros halayla v'lo karav zel zek kol halayla. That's what he said, the word machane. Because the Pasuk says. Right? So Moshe picked up his hands and slowly all night he took. Did you see, I think it appeared in this week's New York Times. A scientific explanation of Chris Yamsuk. Another one.
It's another. A strong east one that blew.
Yeah, he's been blue all night. And he shows how we can remove all the water from one place and it would take a few hours for the water to come back.
Did it take a few hours?
I don't know. So below Karab Zel Zek Kol HaLayla refers to the Machlokes. However, if you read Shmos Rabba, source number three, let's read together. Nitzan, start the Barfair, Az Yashem Moshe.
The Barfair, Az Yashem Moshe, Az Yashem Moshe, Az Yashem Moshe, Sharin, Achan, so that I'm most talking to us.
So this passage, the Tillam is Darshani, the Sharin, singers, were preceded, right, Achar Nobnim, which is some type of leaders. The Sochal Amos, the Fikos, means that they
are leaders, not the musicians.
La Matseach, the Beginos, but yeah, in some of it, that's some stuff. Right? So, but it means is that we're talking about some singers who were, that somebody preceded the ones who wanted to sing. What is that? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Notice the constant appearance of Rabbi Yochanan in all these verses. So you felt it before when you read the Gemara. How can this be referred to drowning Egyptians in the first place, since it's still Karav Zel Zekul HaLayla, and the Egyptians didn't even enter the water until by Yibash Shemar Saboker? And who are the ones who God is telling angels not to sing?
The Jews.
These are Jews now in source number three. Right? This message, by the way, sheds interesting light on what the Gemara means when it says the Lokar of Zekul HaLayla, the picture of Malachi Hashur Islam Ashira from a passage we all know, we all say every day a few times, which is the Korah Zel Zekul HaLayla. Read on. This is so nice. It says that you see Kidmu Sharim Achar Nognim. Is that the Malachim were not given permission to sing until we did. Right? It's a beautiful medrash. It's actually, do I have it here? Yeah. Just happened to have a Malkut Yadav Mamloes and Malachim Beis. It's really beautiful, beautiful little thing. I put a note of it. And the Malachim can't do unless we do it first. You ever hear of this? A whole series of things that Malachim can't do unless we do it first. Maybe it's the Kli Yoker. I think it's the Kli Yoker. And this was Parsha. Alright, it's okay. But there's, it's a Gemara. Of course. It's a Gemara in Chulin, that's how it goes. That we get to say Hashem's name in the two words, Shema Yisrael Hashem. Malachim have to say three words before they get to say Hashem's name. Kadosh, 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 Hashem's name. And then in the Gemara, that Tzadik Aleph and Fuller lists a whole series of things that we do that are better than Malach. It's in the Gemara. Right? I'll come back to it because this is Nogea to a particular practice we do actually. I think it's that the Gemara refers to about the way we say Kedusha. Alright, so how do we know that the angels couldn't sing Shira? Because it says, Velo Karav Zel Zek Kol Alayla, and that refers not to the Shat to the Matan, but to the Drash, to the angels. But there's, I think, a sharp contrast, even though they're both Rabbi Yochanan. How do I know in the Gemara Megillah that they're definitely referring to Egyptians? Because...
So,
Shoyla, right? Now, the original Pasuk, Be'yokah Shekhsos, is referring to the Nisroch. But the Raya from Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Maseya Dai Tovim Be'yam Atim Rabbi Shira can't be with the Jews, right? It says about all the time Shabbos Shoya, I'm talking about the Egyptians there, no? Right. Certainly the way that the Shiboli HaLeket understood the Halal thing, right? Okay. Look at the Perek Tov Eliezer, just to spice this up a little bit.
Where's that? Oh, okay.
So it's number four. Okay. Start from where it says, about the middle of this. Just say a power
increase.
Moshe started praying when he saw the advancing Egyptians, and Hashem said, Moshe, this is not the time to pray. Just get up and start moving. Amar Moshe, the name of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Remember I showed you that. Have you ever looked at that's what they're saying now, Chris Hamsif was. It was in the north, like the Mediterranean.
Oh, we don't even know where it was. We don't even know where it was.
But the consensus, so, there are different opinions. But I think we talked about this, right? That little small little delta, that little area to the north, near where is Migdol, by the way, right? Is up north of the Mediterranean. It's a little strip of land, very long, about 100 miles long, but very, very thin, about a half a mile wide, right? And it doesn't reach the top of North Africa, right? There's the Mediterranean, right? There's a little thing, there's a little piece of land that goes out like this. Some more islands and other things here. And this thing goes out like that. So, in the movie, when Paro sees them go into there, he says, their God is a bad general. What's he doing? He's cornering them. He doesn't know. That focus about Paro. That's what made him chase after them to get there. To avenge their firstborns and to get their money back. Right? So, here's what Moshe's saying. God, we're in this thin little strip here, right? The Egyptians are advancing here. And there's nothing but water here. Where do you want me to go? The very long way. So where? Back into the jaws of the lion, or into the water? Where should we go? Okay. So with the answer, continue.
Now,
Oh, I've heard this. They made a pillar of fire or something. No,
that's him.
Kayu Rasim Lavo Achasamad Zerel Lavani Yipulin Lavo Yipnea Hesh.
Well, it's very interesting. What's the point of this?
This is a stall tactic, right?
Yeah.
Because how did Kriya Siyamsev happen, according to the Pasuk?
Took all night.
Why? Why not just do like a movie then?
Behold the power and the might of the Lord! And all of a sudden the water just... Psh,
that's not how it was.
Hours and hours of wind, of east wind.
Why didn't the sparkle just do it, you know, come on. Pick them up on eagle's wings and take them out. It's interesting is... What would you think would have been a greater miracle in their eyes? Heavy metal objects landing on the tarmac, taking them up like Israel took the Ethiopians and the Russians, or the Buddhist thief. They would have thought these heavy metal objects, what we call airplanes, taking them away would have been a much greater miracle, right? Today's simple events are yesterday's miracles. Anyway, so it didn't all happen at once. Hashem stalled and put this pillar of fire on me all night so they could have a slow
reason.
Because that's how Hashem does miracles. He does it with the Derech HaTeva. You
follow? Well, he didn't do much on the floor with the Derech HaTeva.
Okay.
Right? He didn't do that by nature.
No, you said that God does miracles by means of nature.
And it did not. The Derech HaTeva means that it didn't all happen at... To happen like that all of a sudden at once,
that's
nothing happens that way. I mean, this is Sajigon and many others that look at them.
I'm not a Sajigon, it's my
husband.
I'm a Sajigon, that's what I'm
telling you. How is that masturbation?
Some kind of disease that
it only plagued the first one.
Okay, I'm not saying there's no miracles in this. But the things that happen are done in a way where it can all appear a coincidence. Such a coincidence, only first point. Anyway, let's go on. Now again.
What's Elyonim?
The angels.
Bit Sartan.
Shall Yisrael call Alayla, Allah Nasnu Shebach. Here it just takes it for granted. You have no business giving Shebach when the Jews are still in trouble. Don't you agree again? I don't see Rabbi Yochanan here, do you? No. But it just says. But it's clear that if angels were told not to sing Shira at night, before Vayigash Shmos HaBoker, that the reason they're not singing Shira, as the Radal explains here, we're going to talk about Nusheva, he quotes Rebbe Bechaye, Yishen Pirbid of Elezer, right? The Dorash Alti Kriva Lokara Zel 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 Lokara Zel Zel. Interestingly, he quotes Pirbid of Elezer, not Shmos Rabba. Shmos Rabba was a very late Medrash. Realizes earlier, right? Any questions? Now this is the Radal and the Ben Rabbi. Perikov Gimel. That's what you had right beside. Source number 3. The same about Nami. How do you see? Because El Z, right? Chayim Shofrito. There have been other midrashim, right? Uva Megillah. Now let's read this. Very important. Gam the Megillah. See the parentheses there. The Gam the Megillah. You know the base. Our first source on this page. Darshi lei shalom ha-malachei asher ashira ela shasham amru mipnei shemase yodav hein ha-mitzrim ovdim bayam. The kanam alav mipnei sheru b'tzor asam shal Yisrael mipnei she pesuk kol alayla here's the triangle that saw it. Okay, what's this? They didn't enter the water until the morning. So how could it be because of drowning Egyptians that the angels aren't sending shira? Right? I have two different strands of why angels shouldn't be seen in Shira. One because of Egyptians, one because of Jews. Right?
But the angels did sing.
Okay.
Did
they sing? If you ask the Gemara, how do you know that the angels didn't sing Shira? It can't be because of the drushas we just learned, because
the seed is split.
The Lord Korav Zel Zek Kolalayla was before the seed even split. You get it?
Right.
Okay, the Lord Korav Zel Zek Kolalayla. I don't have to connect that to Korav Zel Zek Yomar. It's just probably to take it for granted. You know what I'm saying? Once you connect that to Altikrit, the Lord Korav Zel Zek Kolalayla, the Lord Korav Zel Zek Kolalayla, then you can no longer say that angels were told not to sing Shira because of troubled
Egyptians. You would have to say because of trouble. Jews. Right? Egyptians weren't in trouble until the morning, and the Jews were in trouble all night, thinking what was going to happen in the next 10 minutes.
Well, no, they sent the fire to apparently stop
it. But they weren't, I don't know. It's still scary of what might happen in the next 10 minutes. All right? Continue. Go to the next page, please.
Same page. So you still have to go through Yishmael and Yasa. Okay, there are two mechilas. There's a mechilta to Rabbi Yishmael and there's a mechilta to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Right? Rabbi Yishmael is obviously older. Shimon Bar Yochai was a Talmid of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Why are there two mechiltas? Very simple. Because there are two very different schools of learning at that time. One with Rabbi Yishmael with much more strict rules of drash. He had 13 principles. Midos Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva was much more lenient and liberal in what he could dash. Rabbi Yishmael could only learn Gzeira Shavah if one side was Mufna. Rabbi Akiva doesn't mind. There was a more strict opinion of Nechemiah that says it has to be Mufna Mishneitza. Both words of Gzeira Shavah have to be experienced in order to connect. Rabbi Yishmael says at least one side is Mufna. Right? Rabbi Yishmael says Ein Onshin Min Adin. Rabbi Akiva says Onshin Min Adin. The fifth paragraph of the Sechas Zvachim is a whole collection of drushes that the school of Rabbi Akiva will allow and Rabbi Yishmael does not. And the other Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Sifra, Rabbi Shimon, Stam Sifrei, Rabbi Nechemi, Stam Tosefta, Rabbi Meir, Stam Nishim, Kuli Ali, Rabbi Akiva, says in Marmis, and they both, which shows that the more popular way of learning was Rabbi Akiva's way of learning. If you have a chance to just take note, look at Erev and Daf Yud Gimel, where the Gemara talks about Rabbi Meir, who learned both Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Akiva, and it compares the learning style of the two of them. And finally, the two mechiltas bear out these differences in the style of the two. Okay. All right. So this is a mechilta of Rabbi Yishmael. It says, "V'lo Yisrael v'vada nushir v'fnei amakom, ela ma'af malachei asharish ne'mar Hashem avinenu ma'ad yishun kavachol aretz v'shufnao v'chal Hashem." So there was a whole strand of opinion. Now, to be sure, by the time of this pasuk, Vayasa, in Medrash Vayasa, it's called Medrash with the first drash is called Vayasa. This Medrash is talking about after Christmas. And the Meir says, gives a whole list of all the people who sang Shira, even unborn fetuses sang Shira. In Kor Yisrael, maybe you hear that it was as if though it was ingrained, that it was so natural to sing Shira at the time that even an unborn child would, from the mouths of babes, right? Or the limbi yom kim. And even the angels sang Shira. So I ask you this question. Why should there be a difference between singing Shira in the middle of Kriyas Yamsuf for the angels right now, and at the end of Kriyas Yamsuf? If there should be any difference, the difference should be, don't sing Shira until my people are out of trouble. My people being the name Shira. It's not the time to sing Shira.
So then it goes back to why they were doing it.
It goes back to Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara. So far, every source we've seen, except the original Gemara, Megillah, and Sanhedrin, has the reason why angels shouldn't be singing Shira is because Jews are still in trouble. Look, this goes back to what we were saying at the Seder. What we did, if you see in the last 200-300 years, before Shabbat, they were talking about spilling blood on the table because of the Egyptian blood that was spilled as part of the story. But if you go back further, you go back to the Maril, and you go back further to why we're spilling that blood, now we're sort of gloating and rejoicing over the Etzba Elokim, the 16 times that we're... Not to repeat, but we did 3, 3, and 10.
just to sweeten this pot, take a look at source number 7. The Ezra Omer, Amar control the Moshe. Bonayin is sunin batzara. Hayam soger b'sonei rodei. Fa'ata omeidu marva b'tfila. Mati tzakei lai. She Omer yesho l'katzer. Yesho l'harif. This is not the time to pray. Another message from the Mechilta. Move on. In other words, at this point, that if there's anything to talk about, why this, if there's anyone in trouble, we're not interested in troubled Egyptians, we're interested in trouble with Israel. Right? Well, the Gemara in Sota, here's the Talmud Bavli again. Both Ashoy, Moshe Marech, Betzvila, Makadish Baruch, who you did die, Tovim Bayam, Bateh, Batom Marech, Betzvila, Fonai. Sounds like the original Drosha, right? Maseyog, I Tovim Bayam. Right? By the way, you ever see this? The Chavetz Chaim has a girsa. Ma'ase yodai tofu bayam. Did you hear this? It's very clever. It says, this is Gemara at the end of Sanhedrin. It says that what killed the 185,000 soldiers of Sanhedrin, they were going to hurt Chaylik, was that Hashem opened their ears and they died the ecstatic death of a human being here in the Shira of the angels. Right? So the angels in Shmos wanted to kill the Egyptians the same way. So what did Hashem tell the angels? Ma'ase yodai tov'u bayam. They killed my boys in the beginning of the story by drowning them in the water. Shira, and you want to kill them an ecstatic death by hearing your Shira? No way. I want to drown them the way they drowned my boys. You ever see Rashi at the beginning of Shmos says, why did they doctor drown boys? Why not just take a sword and shoot in their heads? You ever see Rashi asks that question? Why drown them? Why toss them in the water? It's going to make the water putrid. Hundreds of dead bodies, humans in the water. What do you want to do now? Thousands. So Rashi writes, quotes Shmos Rabba. Nope, not. He says that the Stagnine Karo told them that we have a vision.
The Stagnine Karo,
the magician, the astrologers, told Karo that we have a vision that the Savior of Israel was just born. That's why Aaron didn't have any trouble at Moshe. Because this is a small window where they were throwing boys in the water to subjugate them. It was so that we had a vision that the leader of their people who was going to take them out of this place and despoil us was just born. And his downfall is at war. So we have to throw him in the water.
So his downfall was not at war, was it?
It was. Named Reef. A rock.
Oh.
So the Egyptians are always just close to spot on.
How were they able to do that then?
I don't know. This is not Egyptians, this is a Medrash.
No, but I'm saying, okay, so then does the Medrash take it literally? Or?
I don't know. I'm always willing to be open and liberal on that. Okay, the Medrash is dealing post facto, you know. Alright? So you see what's going on, right? So they say that their savior is going to have some kind of downfall at the water. So we are let's drown them in the water. Right? So Hashem tells the angels, get out of here, I don't want them to die the death of here in Shira. I want them to die the way they killed my boys in the water. It's a whole different reading. But one thing is clear. While Chavetz Chaim might have his way with these Pirkei Avot, the Ezra, the Shmos Rabba, and whatever, he certainly does not have his way with the original Gemara. The first source on this page, on the page before this. Right? By the way, I gave you source number 9 because, do you remember the original Beis Yosef that we learned? I don't think you were here yet when we did it. Beis Yosef on the last page, where he says, we'll go back to the source number 12. Quote the pasuk in Mishnah, "Kol Yichal Pesach," as if though a full Hallel gives us too much simcha, right? So the Gemara Megillah says, source number 9. That's on. Amalei sak rechav is that before Mordechai was is supposed to be driven through the town on a horse by Haman, right? So Ahasuerus told Mordechai to get it to Haman. He has to groom him, and he gets him a nice suit, and he has to properly bush. And Mordechai, so it's before the mind of Mordechai apparently, it says you shouldn't get haircuts from the Gentile. But Haman was not about to accidentally kill or inadvertently kill Mordechai when he has to take him around the town. So he's giving him a haircut, and he says, "Get up on the barber chair." So Mordechai said, so he says, "Ksak urcha, get up on the barber chair, and I'll give you a haircut." Right? Amalei lo yichilna the kchisha chiloi mimei tanisa. So Mordechai says, "I'm unable to because I'm too weak from all the fasts, all the fasting that I've been doing because of your decree." Right? Again, this is a conversation that appears in the Gemara. But does Baal Medrash know I was there when Mordechai and Haman were talking? He prepared him to drive him through the city for sure, right? So Gochin b'Solik, Haman got on his fours and said to Mordechai, "Step on my back and use my back as a footstool to get on the barber chair." You know, you ever see a barber chair always has a footstool on the bottom, right? So he says, "So Kisolik ba'at bay." When he got up and he got off his back, he kicked him.
Yeah. What Haman told him, he can't do it or something.
So he says, "Amalei, now read." He knows his pasuk in Mishlei. All
right.
Wow. It's interesting because in Akkadian, Bama is a back. Right? So he's sort of darshaning. You'll step on their bummos. Bummos means their holy high places. You're going to knock them down. What does it have to do with hitting Haman in the back when you get on there? It should have been better for him to use than this. I think it's coincidental.
Hey, wait, so what does this mean? So what did Mordechai
said that the Pasuk of not rejoicing in the temple, the enemies that are Jewish.
Only enemies you shouldn't rejoice over their downfall are Jews.
Should rejoice in the Egyptians.
So what is the Shibboleth Halakhah saying? What's the Beis Yosef talking about? You want to say there's a qualitative difference between the enemies like Egyptians and the enemies like Haman? But I'm just saying that what makes a Rishon in light of this Agadza, unless he just says it's Agadza, don't tell me what I should be doing with Hala. I'm Agadza. Right? Following? So, in light of this Medrash, I'm not sure why the Beis Yosef has to bring in this Pasuk as a raya that we should be saying before Hala on all the days of Pesach.
Right, exactly. So then, right. Who's right? Someone's right, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm not finished. I still have some more sources here. Okay, so I have a Shulchan Aruch. See source number 11. Shades. Sha'alta in Yesh Ta'am, Loma She'in Gomrim Esahalel, the Folio Mayan Pesach, the Folio Mayan. This is Chelag Alef Sim Rei Shama. See it all? See it there? It's a short tshuva. Can you tell me, what is the frame of mind of the Rosh for why he's answering this question? Right? He says, Ta'am of War.
Ta'am of War, Yesh Ta'am of War, Yesh Ta'am of War, Yesh Ta'am of War,
he expresses disdain that you're asking me a question that's in the Gemara. I'm not here to answer Gemaras. I'm here to explain Gemaras. Something that's the Pharaoh in the Gemara, what are you asking me? Usually the Rashba would just have turned down and not answered such a question. You know what I'm saying? It's like a reporter asking Hank Aaron, are you right or left? And it's stupid. Go look it up. You know.
Watch.
Right? That actually happened. After we hit his 7-minute 15th home run, someone just asked him, "Are you grinding your left?" Right, so
Anyway, he was left. But you don't ask questions that you can look up. So.
And there was a pretty sure I remember
the
right hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, anyway, so here's the Gemara, so it's understand. But I don't have to read it. Rashi just recorded the whole Gemara word for one. So now I have a question for you. 2 minutes that remain, sort of verbiage. What is the Gemara saying? Is this real? I understand the sources, or at least the Shiboli Halekit, to minimize my simcha when they're drowning enemies. Okay, fair enough, I shouldn't gloat. The Avad Yosef and Yabi Omer Simit Namalov has a tshuva about saying full hallel on Hanukkah. Since on Hanukkah we also killed a lot of enemies. And he takes that to Yom HaTzmaut. Right? Sure, a lot of our people died, but we also killed others. For that. Should we be saying hallel for an event that involved killing other people? It's a typical question. I'm proud to be part of a nation that behaves that way. Okay? But the Gemara did not give that answer. Right? The Gemara has something about the Kabbalos. Talk about that later, class, right? Then on Sukkot, there's a different carbon each day. I told you even in Afghanistan from Yishuv Yaakov that if you didn't say Hallel, if you didn't daven Musaf for the first 3 days of Yontif, maybe you should say the full Hallel the first day that you make this new for you it's a new carbon on Pesach. But Maisa, what does it mean? On Pesach, I had on. Pesach, it's the same old bee crafts every day, but on Sukkot it's 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. What does that mean? Right? So first of all, how much is 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7? 70. What does the Gemara say that the 70 are for? Shimon, the 70 most old, right? Pros Salenu Sukash Lomecha. Sukkot is a very peaceful holiday where, you know, the first Haftorah, the first day of Sukkot, the Haftorah first day of Sukkot is Zechariah. No, that's Hanukkah. Zechariah, chapter 14, inviting all the Goyim to come into the Sukkot with us and be saved with us. Sukkot is a holiday where I can understand that. We reach out to the Goyim of the world and say, join us. We're going to make this a better world. We're going to beat our swords into plowshare. But Pesach is really not that kind of holiday. Because Pesach is remembering Yishon Velado Seinu Velom Mishalot Abil Velom Adalelu Chalo Seinu. Pesach is a holiday where at least history has taught us that we have to remember Shofar Moskva Levoyim Al-Malachos HaShavoy Neruzah, right? Remember we learned about starting right at the Benjamin Lavan Hashem Lavan for that reason? Pesach is a holiday which asks us to remember the difference between us and the Goyim. On Sukkot, Zechariah says in the Goyim, on Pesach, what do we say? Kol Orel Yochavo, Kol Benechor. Even the Jews should snap your masa with Nicholas Brock below your Chalbo. Right? Get the point? Get the difference? So now, since I have a Medrash that connects the Karbanos of Sukkot to the Umos Ha'olam, don't you see now with the Shibole HaLeket and the Beis Yosef, I'm not introducing a new reason for not saying Chalbo. What are they trying to do? Explaining why the Torah gives us the same korban on Pesach and all these different numbers on Sukkot. Because somehow, willy-nilly, our korbanos have something to do with thanking the Baruch Hu. Remember what the Gemara says, that we're supposed to sing Hallel when we bring the korbanos, right? That there's something about the nature of the korban that makes it so that it's explaining why we only have the same korban on Pesach, whereas on Sukkot we get different korbanos on each day. Why? Because Pesach involved the death of the enemy and Sukkot did not. Which is why now I gave you the Taz, I gave you the Mishnah Brura, right? So says, and look in the Machaber Tov Tzadik, Kol Hayomim Shel Chol Moed, Source 13. Kol Hayomim Shel Chol Moed, Ushnei Yomim Achronim Shel Yontif, Korin Nahalel Bedilu Kimo Barosh Chodesh. Right, the last days of Pesach we read in Bedilu. So the Taz asks, Mipnei Shebezayin Shel Pesach Nitbe'u HaMitzriyim. Come on, why don't you give the Gemara's explanation? The Rashba was angry because a person said it was asking like that. What do you mean? Mipnei Shel Shebezayin Shel Pesach Nitbe'u HaMitzriyim. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Masei Yodai Tovim Bayam Batem Armim Shira. Whoa. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, so it's 14. Korin Ahalal Bedilu, Mipnei Shebiyom Shiva Shal Pesach Nitbu HaMitzrim, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Masi Yodai Tobin Bayam Batim Ar Yom Shira. They're just swallowing the whole Gemara without mentioning all these other sources I prepared for you. Right? The Kivon Shebezayin Ein Omrim Oso. Alkein B'chol HaMoe Gam Kein Ein Omrim Oso Shelo Yihye Odif Miyom Tabach. What? This is according to the Gemara's explanation that the Rashba brings. He didn't even bring this fancy answer about Egyptians drowning, which I showed you many sources of this original text, even from Rav Yochanan, is talking about Jews in trouble, not Egyptians in trouble. But now you're telling me this whole another piece of Torah here, that if we just stop saying Hallel Shalom on the day the Egyptians actually drowned, then that wouldn't be nice that Chol HaMoed was saying Chol Hallel and the Yontif were not? What are you talking about? The change in Kabbalah happens before Chol HaMoed. Or at Chol HaMoed, whatever. But are you introducing a whole new reason where you can now give us the Torah? Why don't we stop at the 77th day? The Gemara's reason that you wouldn't answer that question. Right? As if though this new explanation found in Midrash Harninu is Torah's motion. Okay. Alright, so I just read that. This is source 15, the very famous Gemara about Hanau Biryoni, Dali Vishusi, or Beir, Habakum Tsaru, Lituba. There was a certain Biryoni, a zealot, or a brigand, who was in the city of Rav Meir and gave him a lot of trouble. Habakavoy, Rav Meir, Rachim Bealuni, Kihet, and Lilusi, Rav Meir started to pray for him to die. Amrle Bruria, I made reference to this Gemara earlier today. So Bruria told him, his wife, my daita, you shouldn't have seen Tamu Chatoy, Biksiv Chotim Chatoy, you see. She's actually making 2 points. She's making a salvo book, but she's also making a partial good point. If it says Rishon Modinon, well, you have to say Tamu Chatoy Norris. She's making a partial good point, but she doesn't like biblical power. Why does it possibly have to say the same thing twice? Rather, it means Tamu Chatoy, let the sins cease from the sinners, for we may love Rishon Modinon. They'll be alive, but they won't be Rishon. Otherwise, the pasuk is quite repetitive. Never mind that she's wrong philologically. Chatoy means sinners, like in the very first pasuk in Tehillim. Asher Yishalos, Halach Batzas Rishibu Gassel. Batzas Chatoy in there means sinners, right? Okay. But she's also on that same page of Gemara philosophically wrong. Look at the sources 16 and 17. Right? He lived in five worlds. Guys, look where these Gemaras are. It's the same Gemara. So Bruria is Gemara is more famous because she's Bruria. But on the same page of Gemara, I don't see what but okay, but these Makoros like to say that at the Seder it's very nice and peachy creamy to write in the Jewish book or review of books, about what we're doing when we're spilling the wine, but in essence it's really it's nice new relatively new interpretation. Jewish book of review of books was correct at the end. It brought the Maharil that said that the blood that was spilling on the table was actually floating over the dead Egyptians. This was his original mantra. And then later on, when it became less popular to say such things, so we had to reevaluate this whole mantra. Okay, Ankan, I hope that.